This is What's at Risk on WBZ News Radio 1030 and WBZ.com with Mike Christian of Risk Strategies Company.
Hi, I'm Mike Christian, and welcome back to an all-new edition of What's at Risk. We're interested in what you're thinking about. Send us an email at whatsatrisk@risk-strategies.com and let us know what's on your mind. Our topics tonight are recognition and relaxation.
And I said, wait, hey, hey, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's all right. It's all right, it's all right, it's all right.
In segment one, we speak with Eric Mosley, co-author with Derek Irvine, of winning with a culture of recognition. Eric shares his vision about raising employee recognition from an unmeasured and undervalued effort to a global strategic program.
Just trusting you was my great sin.
In segment two, we are honored to talk with a pioneer in mind-body medicine, Dr. Herbert Benson. Dr. Benson gives us his insights about his new book, The Relaxation Revolution.
You win again.
Signaling a job market revival, more people in the past 3 months have left their jobs than were laid off. And according to a survey published in the Harvard Business Review, approximately 25% of companies' top performers said they plan to leave their current job within a year.
Searching for my beautiful red wall. Searching for my beautiful red wall.
As the strength of the economy improves, why are employees jumping ship at the first sign of job market improvement? Employee turnover is costly in terms of time and money set aside for recruiting and training. What opportunities are HR and management missing to retain employees and achieve the company's mission?
Good things come to those who wait. Don't be late.
High-performance companies understand the importance of offering awards and incentives that recognize, validate, and value outstanding work. They keep employees motivated and are effective methods of reinforcing company expectations and goals, especially in times when merit budgets are low or even frozen. Promotions are rare, health premiums are on the rise, and overall job satisfaction is low. A global workforce study conducted by Towers Perrin surveyed 90,000 employees in 18 countries about a number of topics, including what drives engagement. The financial results of 50 multinational companies were compared. The companies with high employee engagement posted a 19% increase in operating income and a 28% increase in earnings per share. Conversely, those with poor employee engagement scores saw operating income decline by nearly one-third and earnings per share drop by 11%. The study concluded that a 15% improvement in engagement will cause a 2% improvement in the firm's operating margin. These are powerful statistics. It's no wonder that companies are designing their reward and recognition programs with the specific purpose of driving engagement. Recognition programs often become what authors Eric Mosley and Derek Irvine dub nice-to-have programs that are a plus when you can afford them and expendable when you can't. But Mosley and Irvine argue for making recognition a vital part of the workplace's management systems. Winning with a culture of recognition looks at how recognition has developed. Individual recognition in smaller firms usually means that an astute manager catches an employee doing the right thing and gives positive reinforcement right away. Enterprise recognition is on a larger scale with more formal programs, standards, and guidelines for managers. Mosley and Irvine prescribe going a step further to strategic recognition that is integrated with other management practices and is a measurable part of the organization's culture. Mosley is the Chief Executive Officer of Global Force, which advises businesses on employee recognition strategies. We are here with Eric Mosley, the co-author of Winning with a Culture of Recognition. So during the past few years of this economic turmoil that we've been in, do you think employers eliminated these recognition programs and sort of took advantage of employees just because they could?
Well, many companies actually reinvested or doubled down in recognition over this time period. And it's not because of their kind hearts in many cases. If you're the VP of HR of a big global company and you suddenly find that you can't provide the same level of bonuses or the same level of merit, salary merit increases as in previous years, recognition is a way to try and rescue morale in the company by giving something back, allowing employees to nominate each other for awards, to thank one another in a personal way, has a smaller monetary value than a bonus scheme or a merit increase. So many companies actually double down on recognition through this period, but there's no doubt it's been a difficult period.
So that's interesting. So it's exactly the opposite maybe of what I would perceive in a time when companies have been laying people off and sort of cutting costs and expenses. But I guess there's not as much of a cost really associated with these recognition programs.
As opposed to other things that they would have cut, such as big bonus programs or merit increases. Right. I mean, I think ultimately out there in corporate America, job satisfaction, as the research will tell you, is at a 20-year low. There's a lot of disquiet in the workforce. More people in the first 6 months of this year voluntarily left their work than were laid off, which is an amazing statistic. And it just shows that there's so much unhappiness out there and, as I said, a lot of disquiet. So you have employees looking. There's a risk of losing employees even at a time when you've maybe had some layoffs, but now you have a core amount of employees that have all the skills that you need to operate as a business, and there's a risk of losing them because they're unhappy. And so a lot of companies find that recognition, in other words, making people feel appreciated or feel recognized, having goodwill in the company, having thank yous that happen when people exhibit great performance, many companies find that that's a way to try and rescue that unhappiness, to try and build morale and build energy in the company.
In your book, you use the term employee engagement. What are some of the aspects of employee engagement?
Well, engagement has become, over the last number of years, one of those great buzzwords. But essentially what it means is it's a gauge of energy in the employee base and that energy is focused on the company going in the direction that it wants to go. So if you have employees that are unhappy, they're not engaged, they're not energized, there's low morale, you'll find that performance in that company will be pretty low. It stands to reason. People can't perform at a high level if they're unhappy. If you have a company which has high energy levels where employees want to go to work, they're happy to work there, they feel appreciated, that basic human need to be appreciated and recognized is fulfilled, then the shackles come off the employee and they feel like they can perform and that it will be noticed. The number one reason why employees become disengaged is because they say that nobody recognizes the work that I do, so what's the point? And so what we've seen and what the research says is there's a huge amount of disengagement in corporate America. Employees just looking at maybe leaving, they're unhappy, and they're operating at a much lower performance level than they could.
Now, what role does money play in the engagement arena?
Well, somebody's basic income, the package of monetary value that comes to an employee is very important in terms of from a strategy to get that right, it consists of a base salary, commissions, maybe a bonus, maybe there's stock options or health benefits, and recognition awards. So there's all these different levers in the package of value that you give to an employee. And you've got to get all those things right. If one of them is missing, then there's a problem. And once you get all those things right, the employee stops focusing on the numeric metric of each one and starts to focus on what they can do to increase value or increase their happiness in their work. In other words, feel valued, contribute more.
So it's the old maxim, money can be a demotivator, but it's not necessarily a motivator.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And in fact, research has shown that smaller value awards, more frequently especially, produce much higher results in performance than bigger awards infrequently. So if you give somebody, $2,000 in January and expect their performance to be high all the way through the year, you're fooling yourself. Whereas if you give them, $100 or $200 on multiple occasions through the year, especially when they've performed at a higher level, if somebody works the weekend and comes in on Monday morning and nobody has recognized that fact, nobody has thanked them, there's been absolutely no mention of this incredible sacrifice the person has made, well, they're ultimately not going to want to do that ever again. Whereas if they come in on Monday morning and the manager has written a handwritten note and provided some sort of award for that above and beyond the call of duty behavior, then that person just feels great. They feel wonderful. They feel happy. They feel like the team that they're a part of appreciates them, and they're much, much more likely to do it again. So you multiply that up by thousands of employees, and you get a higher performing company. The company itself is performing at a much higher level.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. It's amazing we don't do it all the time, right?
Such a basic.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sold.
Now we've got to keep it simple, and that's that.
Amgen, a drug company in the biotechnology industry, has 17,000 employees in North America, Europe, Asia, Australia, and the Middle East. 44% of employee awards handed out are for work in cross-functional teams. There are five tiers, from email-based thank you messages that any employee can issue to any other, to an award with substantial value with winners selected by senior executives. This is a web-based program available in seven languages. 85% of employees have either nominated a coworker or received an award themselves. Amgen's goal is to have 5 to 8% of employees nominated for an award on a weekly basis. Applied Materials, manufacturers of technology that help produce semiconductor chips and flat panel displays, offers a peer-to-peer recognition program using prepaid MasterCard cards. Employees can nominate each other for awards. Email notifications are then sent to managers for approval, and once approved, a MasterCard prepayment card is mailed to the recipient. Research conducted by Global Force, Intuit, and Stanford Graduate School of Business reports that 5 to 8% of a workforce per week being recognized or nominated for recognition is the tipping point between a forgettable recognition program and one that becomes strategic and part of the fabric of the company.
Got to keep it simple nowadays, and that's just the way it is. You got to keep it simple these days, because that's the way it is. Well, you got to keep it simple, and that's that.
We're here with Eric Mosley, the author of Winning with a Culture of Recognition.
So what are some of the other hallmarks of a successful recognition program?
Well, I think one of the things that we see all of the time, because it's historical, recognition has been around for many decades, is that the focus is on the top 10% of employees. You know, they say all the time, we meet managers in Fortune 500 companies, and they say, hey, I want my top 10, my elite players, the A players, to receive these awards. I don't necessarily want everybody, I don't want it to be like an elementary school sports day where everybody gets a medal. You know, they have this preconceived notion that if you have that, that's a bad thing. Unfortunately, if you want to increase the performance of a company, you have to increase the performance of all of the employees, not just the top 10%. And in fact, that top 10% are already motivated. That's why they're the top 10%. That's why they're the A players. They kind of have an inbuilt motivation and performance level that makes them that top 10%. So what you got to do is put your energies into the middle 80% who carry the company. Jack Welch from GE always said that the middle 80% are the ones that carry the company every day. You got to motivate those guys. If you can increase their performance, then the whole company moves forward and starts to beat the competition and win in the marketplace and is altogether in a better place.
I mean, that makes sense, but can you really motivate in people that are maybe just intrinsically not that motivated for long periods of time anyway? Maybe you can motivate them for a short period of time.
Well, there are individuals who can never be motivated, and maybe it's a factor of the job that they have. Maybe they're unsuited, and that just means that they're in that bottom 10% that that don't receive the awards. The vast majority of people who are in suitable roles, if they feel that they're not going to be appreciated, because it's a basic human need. It's a basic human need to feel recognized and appreciated. We need that to feel loyalty to our employer, to feel like we're part of a team. If companies can get that culture right where that happens all the time, then you won't have employees that are demotivated, because they will feel that if they work harder, they'll be appreciated and rewarded. It'll come back to them in goodwill. And when you start to see your colleagues appreciating your work and embracing you for that extra above and beyond the call of duty behavior or performance, you just start to do it all the time. It's like a great weight is being lifted off you, and you start operating at that higher performance level.
How does a company go about creating a culture that engenders what you've just talked about? Because I don't think that many companies have that. What are the steps of changing your culture or improving your culture to get to that point?
Well, it's not easy. It's not going to happen on its own, that's for sure. At Globalforce, we work with companies like Intuit, Symantec, Procter & Gamble, Fairmont Hotels. And what a lot of these companies do is they put serious energy into this area. And what I mean by that is and that's what we say in the book in terms of how to take recognition programs and make them a management science. They actually have metrics and targets for the amount of goodwill and the amount of thank yous, the amount of positivity in the company. And they measure it. So by channeling a lot of those thank yous and awards through a central web-based platform, for example, you can monitor how many there are on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly basis. And if it's not at a level that means that 80% of the employee base are being touched, then you know you need to put more focus on it and increase it. So those great companies, they actually measure and monitor the amount of thank yous in their company on a monthly basis. And that's sometimes very surprising to people. You know, it seems like such a soft side of business or human interaction. But it's an incredible insight to see if you can look across all the employees, the thousands of employees across your company, across the world maybe, and see the amount of times they say thank you and why they say thank you. You get this incredible insight into how the company's operating, and then you know that people are being appreciated. And if you don't see it, then you need to put some energy into finding out why and how to increase it.
What about peer recognition? Is that part of it too?
Peer recognition is hugely important. We at Globalforce were privileged to work with many, many big Fortune 500 companies. And what we've learned is that the ones that allow employees peer-to-peer programs, so employees can nominate their colleagues without having to, the award have to come from a manager, they have a much higher return from recognition. And it's pretty simple. It's basically management is saying to the employee base, you know, I know what we want to do, I know what is good performance, but I can't be everywhere, I can't see everything that everybody does. It's impossible. But all of you can. So why don't you keep a lookout? When you see great behavior, when you see good performance or somebody really going above and beyond the call of duty, then I empower you to nominate them. And then, therefore, it won't go unnoticed. And so you're getting everybody to the table, you're getting everybody's help to spot that great performance. And then it won't go missed. It'll be recognized. And then everybody will feel better.
Now, when a company implements a strategic recognition type of program that you write about in your book, what are the steps to get to that, and how does it differ? Most companies, I assume, they have bonus plans, they incentive plans, they tie them to objectives. How does the strategic recognition program differ from what would be the typical, you know, sort of incentive type plans that a company would have?
Well, I think think the key difference is that normally bonuses or general incentive programs, they specify a target or a goal, and then if you reach that target or goal, you get an award, you get your bonus, or you get, you know, ultimately you might even get a promotion, or you might get some sort of return. Recognition or some form of appreciation program is where you're not necessarily specifying a specific target or goal. You're just on the lookout for great performance. And that's the fundamental difference. When the great performance happens, then you hopefully your employees and your managers will see it and they'll nominate that colleague for an award. So it's really about empowering people to give micro bonuses every time they spot good performance that wasn't necessarily thought of at the start of the year. So it's something, you know, bonuses generally are paid out in the first quarter, the first couple of months of the year, whereas recognition is an ongoing 365-day bonus program. It's just the bonuses are micro compared to the yearly bonus, and they happen so much more frequently. So it's basically about, you know, you can't specify everything that everybody needs to do. You know, we're all adults. You've got to specify the type of behaviors, the type of performance you want, and then let your employees spot it and find it and then reward them whenever it happens.
So recognition programs and bonus programs are not, or discretionary typical bonus plans are not necessarily mutually exclusive. They're complementary of each other.
They're absolutely complementary. You really need both, and you need, you know, benefits and you need salary. You know, you need the whole works to get the whole mix right. And as you know, if you don't get the basics right, then you know you're not going to have motivated employees. You need to get the basics right, and then you need to increase it and go above that.
What are some unique examples from your book of some strategic recognition programs that other companies that do it right have implemented?
Well, we specified many case studies in the book, but companies like Dow Chemical or Symantec, for example, these are very sophisticated HR companies. And basically, by having metrics, by having targets for the amount of goodwill, for the amount of positivity, these thank yous on a monthly or quarterly basis, they were able to blanket the company in these thank you moments linked to great performance. And what they found over both of these examples, a number of years is that employee satisfaction or engagement, or basically employee energy, went up by 10 to 20%, which is unheard of in employee relations. To have that amount, that shift in focus, in energy of the employees, what they display on their daily job. But these companies, they did this through these programs. They were, because people felt that if they did go above and beyond the call of duty, that somebody, thankfully, would notice.
Well, the name of the book is Winning with a Culture of Recognition. Eric, is there a place where the listeners can go to find out more about it?
A great place is recognitionculture.com, or search for it on Amazon.
I got this thing in my heart, I must give it today. It only lives when you give it away.
CBS News Update. We'll be right back with more What's at Risk?